أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوفوا بعهد الله إذا عاهدتم ولا تنقضوا الأيمان بعد توكيدها وقد جعلتم الله عليكم كفيلا إن الله يعلم ما تفعلون. ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا تتخذون أيمانكم دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وليبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون. ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء ولتسألن عما كنتم تعملون. ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم. ولا تشتروا بعهد الله ثمنا قليلا إنما عند الله هو خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. And fulfill the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you have contracted the same, and break not your oaths after you have confirmed them. Whereas you have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an surety over your oaths. Allah ta'ala knows all that you do. And be not like that woman who breaks her yarn into strands after she has strengthened them. You take up your oaths as a means of practicing deception amongst yourselves, just so that one people can be more numerous than the other. Through this, Allah Ta'ala tries you out, and He will explain to you clearly on the day of Qiyamah the matters that you used to differ. And had Allah Ta'ala willed, He could have made you a single people, but He leaves to stray whosoever He pleases, and He guides whomsoever He pleases, and you will be called to account for all that you do. And do not take your oaths to practice deception between yourselves, lest people's feet may slip after it had been firmly planted, and you will taste the evil consequence of your doings بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and because of you turning people away from the path of Allah Ta'ala, and for you will be a mighty punishment. And sell not the covenant of Allah Ta'ala for a miserable, negligible price. The reward of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is far better for you had you only known. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ, all that is with you must come to an end, must vanish. And what is with Allah Ta'ala must endure and remain. And we will definitely reward those who persevere patiently. We will definitely reward those who persevere patiently for the best actions. Here, the covenants, the promises that we make with people, with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, have been emphasized the importance of maintaining and respecting the covenants, the promises, the pledges that we make. Therefore, the hadith says, وَلَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا أَهْدَ لَهُ, that one who doesn't honor his pledges and promises, then really he has no deen. So this is a very important aspect of our deen, that the pledges that we take, the promises that we make with people, we honor them to the best of our ability. To the last and to the best of our ability, when we have given someone our word, then we need to ensure that we definitely honor that word. Whereas when making these pledges, then you make Allah Ta'ala an surety on these pledges and on these oaths. When you are taking an oath, then you call Allah Ta'ala to witness, you take His name. Similarly, when you are making a promise and a pledge, then Allah Ta'ala is a witness. So you are taking Allah Ta'ala as a witness and as an surety over your oaths and your pledges. So when you have taken Him, then don't take His, when you have taken His name, then don't take His name lightly. Be not like that woman who breaks her yarn into fine strands after she had made it strong, or she breaks it into fine strands. تَتَّخِذُونَ إِمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. In other words, when you have binded yourself and you have strengthened yourself through some contract, through some pledge and promise, or through some oath, and then you break it, it's like that mad woman that she had strengthened her yarn and then she breaks it into fine yarn, as though she has, the effort that she has put in, she has broken all that effort, made it a wasteful exercise. تَتَّخِذُونَ إِمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. And then you go further to this point that you make your oaths a means of practicing deception between yourselves. Take oaths and come into promises and pledges, but the actual purpose is to break them. You have the intention that you're going to break them. You're not going to respect them. So this is a means of practicing deception between yourselves. Therefore, the hadith says it very clearly, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, that the one who deceives us, then he is not from amongst us. The hadith also warns us that that person who practices deception, fraud and deception, then on the day of Qiyamah, there will be a banner that will be plastered against his back, and he will be disgraced in this manner on the day of Qiyamah. There will be a banner with his name, and the whole Maidan, all those that will be assembled on that day, on that plain, will be able to see him, and they will see him and the evil deed that he'd been doing, how he would go about deceiving people and cheating people. All that will become very prominent and known to people on that day. What a disgrace. إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Through these things, Allah Ta'ala tests you out. He makes a trial of you. And on the day of Qiyamah, all these things that you used to make, that you used to differ, will become plain and manifest before you. Had it been the will of Allah Ta'ala, He could have made you a single people. All could have been worshipping Allah Ta'ala and obedient. But Allah Ta'ala gives you choice. As a result, He leaves to stray those He pleases, and He guides those He pleases. Those that wish to go on the path of guidance of their own choice, then He allows that to happen. And those that wish to go upon the path of misguidance, then this is also allowed for the choice that you have got. And on account of this choice that you have got, you will be called to account on the day of Qiyamah.